Ladies and gentlemen,
dear colleagues, dear friends, thank you very much for inviting me. The crisis of value system, the contemporary vision of the human person, this is the topic for two semesters of lectures. Here I can only present a few brief theses. First, every crisis is an opportunity for transformation. This thesis contains three important theological concepts: crisis, kairos, and metanoia. The word crisis, like the words critic and criterion, is derived from the verb krinein. It means judgment, separation, selection, evaluation, discernment. Kairos means time of opportunity. I call the theological methods I use in my books kairology, a theological hermeneutics of change in society and culture. In other words, it is an effort to discern the signs of the times, to use the Jesuit method of spiritual discernment, to spiritually diagnosis of our time. Metanoia is a transformation, a conversion, a repentance, a change of direction, a change of vision, a reorientation of life. These three concepts are contained in Jesus' first sermon, "The time is fulfilled, be transformed." A distinction must be made between apocalyptic and eschatological interpretations of the crisis. Apocalyptic interpretations understand the crisis as a final crisis, as a cosmic war of good and evil. This approach is typical of communism. The hymn Internationale sings of the last battle. Of the Catholic traditionalists and their ideology of culture wars, and of populist politicians. Jesus warned against the apocalyptic enthusiasts of his time. Do not believe them and do not follow them. He advised patience, vigilance, careful discernment. The fanaticism of revolutionaries and inquisitors cannot distinguish wheat from tares. Fanaticism is incapable of distinguishing values. For the Christian faith, last battle and the last judgment is an eschatological event. The crisis in the midst of history are but steps on the way to this eschatological goal. They are opportunities, kairos, for purification, for maturation, for turning metanoia from surface to the depths. Second, value systems are cultural paradigms that change throughout history. We can call them pillars of certainty. In times of crisis, in times of changing cultural paradigms, these pillars of certainty collapse. During the Enlightenment, the system of certainties based on tradition and authority collapsed. In our time, the great value system of the Enlightenment has collapsed too, especially the optimism of progress, the confidence that scientific rationality and the modern technology will protect men from global crises such as terrorism, financial crisis, climate change, and pandemic of contagious diseases. The notion that we can return to the certainties of the past, to pre-modern religiosity, or to modern confidence in one-sided civilization of growth, are naive and dangerous illusions. New paths must be sought, and in this search, Christianity can play a very important role. Third, but it can only be Christianity that undergoes a profound reform. The pathological forms of Christianity is nostalgia for the pre-modern Christianitas. Christianity is a political ideology of populists and nationalists. The church is a closed clerical system of power. Fundamentalism is an arrogant claim to monopoly ownership of truth, are but shadows of a dead God. Christianity is undergoing two shocks at this time. A crisis of confidence, triggered by the pandemic of sexual, psychological, and spiritual abuse, and a crisis of the normal functioning of churches in coronavirus pandemic. Both of these crises are kairos, a rare opportunity to seek new paths. The image of God and the image of man are inseparably linked. Nietzsche showed the consequences brought about by the death of a certain image of God and the related disappearance of a certain type of man. His vision of the Superman, Übermensch, the free creator of new values, remained unfinished and was therefore often misunderstood and misused. The courageous thinker who attempt to integrate this intuition into his original vision of Christianity as a key element in the cosmic evolution was Teilhard de Chardin. Teilhard, too, often uses the prefix over, über, super, speaking of a superhumanity. I see analogies between Teilhard's vision of Christianity for the planetary age, in other words, for the age of culminating globalization, and the call for universal fraternity contained in Pope Francis' encyclical Fratelli Tutti. I consider Fratelli Tutti to be the most important document of our time, a vision of a broadly ecumenically open Christianity, towards which the synodal way, the synodal process, towards the reform of the Church should be directed. 5. The modern vision of the human person has been criticized for its lack of transcendence. Christianity knows three interrelated forms of transcendence, the three ways of liberating the human ego from the prison of self-centeredness: faith, hope, and love. Religious transcendence, man's relationship to God, is incarnated in Christianity in the relationship to fellow human beings. Our solidarity of love for others is theophany, the place of God's self-revelation. He who does not love does not know God, says the scripture. The temptation of not only personal, but also collective egocentrism, self-centeredness, and narcissism must be fought. The dangerous manifestation of collective selfishness is nationalism, national selfishness. We must not allow populist and nationalists to threaten the unity and solidarity of Europe and risk the political and economic suicide of European nations. A Christian cannot be a nationalist, says Pope Francis. Solidarity with other nations in the family of Europe, seeking common solutions to major crises such as care of refugees, the ecological crisis, the globalization of extremism, and the pandemic of contagious diseases is a test of the maturity and genuineness of our Christianity. It is not only a political, but also a cultural, spiritual, and moral task of our time. We must not allow populists and nationalists to misuse the terminology, symbols, and moral energy of the Christian religion as an instrument for their power interests. We must not allow them to discredit the Church and Christianity. It is our duty to show a different face of Christianity. Sixth and last, this other face of Christianity is a deeper and wider ecumenism, a true Catholicity of Christianity. It is not only about Christian unity and interreligious dialogue. In Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis shows yet another dimension of ecumenism, universal pan-human fraternity. The Church, too, must free itself from the collective narcissism and self-centeredness, clericalism, and triumphalism. The Church is a sacrament, that is, an effective symbol, signum efficiens, of the unity of all humanity in God through the universal love of Jesus Christ. This unity is our eschatological goal. We need a humble distinction between the Church in the midst of history, communio viatorum, and a complete unity in the arms of God. We cannot mixture this vision of the Ecclesia triumphans in heaven with the contemporary situation of the Church. It would be this. It would be a triumphalism. But we must acknowledge that we are on the way, just on the way, communio viatorum. But in the midst of history, precisely through the experiences of crisis, we must awaken the courage to take further steps on this path. Thank you.